Welcome to your weekly energetic check-in for January 10th to January 16th. So we have some interesting stuff that's coming in. We have some really interesting energy. We're definitely experiencing the ups and the downs, the highs and the lows. So we're definitely not seeing any kind of straight line or flat line energy. It's coming in high and it's going out hard. And I'm sure you guys are starting to feel this. When we have so many high energy days in a row, we start to feel it in our physical bodies. Everybody does. And especially this time of year, you know, we have a here in North America where we have, you know, less sunshine during this time of the year. It's definitely much harder for us in our physical bodies to maintain our energy, our vitality, our strength. And so we have a lot of help right now behind the scenes of giving us these energy boosts. So you might be noticing a fluctuation in your energy like you haven't before. So days where literally, you know, you're feeling so exhausted that you can barely move. And then say mid-afternoon, early evening, you get like an infusion of energy where you feel like you've been drinking coffee all day, but you haven't had any caffeine. And that's because we're getting blasted with those big shifting energies. Remember, they're coming in to serve a purpose. We're seeing some big geostorms. We're seeing the solar flares happen. We're not seeing the Schumann spikes as much, like nowhere near how we had been seeing it. So it's very interesting with that because they're just telling me leveling off with that. There's something to do with, you know, Gaia and the heartbeat and leveling off. So we'll see how that expands on there. We have coming up our first full moon for January, for first full moon for 2022, and that's going to be on January 17th, and that is the wolf moon. It's going to be in the sign of Cancer, so this means this is going to be a very emotional time for us. And so remember, with the full moon energy, we can start to feel it sometimes, you know, a week before. And then, of course, it will linger for like a week after, right? We've got the shadow phase of before and after. So you may be starting to feel that full moon energy now. And so here's a couple of interesting things that are going to happen with this full moon. Because it's in the sign of Cancer, and Cancer makes us feel all the feels. But remember, we still have Venus in retrograde. So Venus is still in retrograde until the 29th of January. And that means that all of our relationship stuff, all of our love stuff, all of that stuff is still kind of raw. Like we're still not having everything go exactly the way that we'd like it to. We're still having some communication stuff when it comes to relationships. We're still having that sense of not being able to ask for what you want or ask for what you need, especially with your partner, with your family, with your friends. And so we're going to be having the opportunity to be able to really make sure that we do that, because we're going to realize soon that if we don't speak our truth, if we don't ask or tell how we're feeling, then we're going to start to really feel it in the physical vehicle. And remember, everything that's been happening lately has all been about frequency, right? So doing whatever we can to get our frequency up, doing whatever we can to relieve and remove, release, cut out all of the dense, lower vibrational frequencies. So the more that we can practice self-love, self-care, the easier this time is going to be for us, for sure. Now, here's the fun part of the equation. We get to have Mercury, so the planet of communications, going to go retrograde on the 14th. So that's next week. Mercury is going to go retrograde. So you know what that means. That's like, you know, retrograde is all about communication. It's all about contracts. It's all about making plans. You will see how Mercury affects all of the energy on the planet as we come into it. I'm being shown, though, that this particular Mercury in retrograde, because it's in the same time with Venus and because we have this shifting energy going on, we're going to see that energy is going to backfire on a lot of the you know, the politics, so the whole political scene. So we're going to see that that energy is going to come in and they're going to be experiencing a lot of malfunctions, they're telling me. So be prepared to, you know, see some of the politicians and some of the stuff that's going on in the political front right now. Be prepared to see some of that stuff kind of look really messy, like get really, really messy, which is a good thing because we're stepping into the age of Aquarius, which we're supposed to be transforming and shifting, but we cannot do that when we still have all of the corruption, the deceit, all of that still going on. And of course, I'm not just talking about the virus. I'm not just talking about the pandemic. I'm not talking about I'm talking about everything globally. So from the beginning, you know, before this even started, we've always had on this planet issues with control, with deceit, with morality, and with and from our leaders, from the people that are supposed to be our leaders. This is going to be coming to a head. This whole thing is going to be exploding very, very soon. And that probably will have a lot to do with, so starting tomorrow, we have the Eris, which is it's a dwarf planet in our solar system, named after a Greek goddess. And so it's stations direct. So it means that it's coming into alignment with Aries, with the energy of Aries. And that's going to happen starting tomorrow. It happens completely on the 18th, the whole transition takes place. And so also on in the same time, we have Uranus stationing direct with Taurus. And so both of those planets' energy are very disruptive energy. So it's very chaotic. It's very shake it up, make things happen, which is the revolutionary energy, right? It's like the mission energy. It's like the get things done. And both planets actually happen to be linked with the vibrational frequency of awakening. So it's a perfect timing, of course. Of course. So as, again, you know, just visualize that whole, you know, everything happening in the astral realm, everything happening, you know, in the realms that we can't see with our human eyes, but all this energy happening, all these events taking place, all this shifting taking place. And then, of course, it comes directly into our experience, right? It's that ripple effect that comes down to us. Really cool, though, is when those planets are going direct, especially with Eris, it has the feminine warrior energy. So not the male warrior energy, so not the hard-headed my way or the highway. It has the feminine warrior energy. So this is very, you know, prosperous energy, very nurturing energy, but also very strong. So very strong energy. So if you allow yourself to feel into the frequencies that are coming through over the next little while, you're going to have the opportunity to tap into that frequency. It will be there for you. And it'll be part of the shifting and the transformation. All of this is going to be happening. Again, we like quickly. It's going to be quicker than it's ever happened before. They're saying that the purpose of it all is going to be understood more. Everybody's going to start to feel this more, like in their soul. They're going to be like, okay, I understand this. I know what I need to do. I know that I need to step up. I know that I need to speak my truth. I know that I need to support my fellow brothers and sisters. I know that I need to come from a place of light with this whole thing, with everything, right? And right now, you know, with the energies coming through, it's very disruptive. We're in a chaotic state right now. We have many businesses, and especially here in Canada, especially here in Ontario. If you're from Ontario, you know, our system is a mess right now. So we're on, you know, the second or third round where our businesses are having to close their doors to the public. All of the restaurants can't have people in to eat. All of these businesses are going to be struggling again to make ends meet. Are they going to be getting more government bailouts for this? The government's doing that. Is anybody asking where the government's getting the money to do that from? the government gets the money from us. So we are going to have to pay this money. So yes, we're helping our businesses, but we are all going to be paying for this. This is not free. You can't, they are printing fake money, but that's another story. But somebody has to pay for this. And so we will be paying for this. Equation, that whole solution of the way things are happening is not, it's a mess. It's a total mess, and it's actually just going to completely crumble. It's interesting because since the beginning of all of this, you know, many of us have known that this is about a financial collapse, that a financial collapse is part of the equation of what's going to be happening. We haven't seen that yet. And all of the predictions that I have heard or I've read or, you know, some of the people that I follow, the timelines have all been skewed and nothing has really happened. We haven't seen anything happen. But I feel like over the next little while, we're going to start to, again, because they're saying to me when push comes to shove. And so when that starts to happen, we're going to start to see that get closer. Is the piece of the puzzle, is one, you know, one of the pieces of the puzzle that, first of all, you know, a couple questions nobody asks is all of these vaccinations. So all of this medicine that's being purchased, who's paying for it? Like we just here in Canada, you know, our Prime Minister Trudeau has, you know, they say that he's purchased enough vaccinations for, you know, every single person in Canada to be vaccinated at least 11 times. Well, that must come at a significant cost. And so again, my question would be, who is paying for this? Because the pharmaceutical companies are not making these medicines for free. They're not, because if you happen to look at pharmaceutical companies, they are the on the top. They're the elite. That's where all the money is coming from. You know, if you have investments in pharmaceutical companies, you would know you're making some big buck. So, you know, people need to start to put the pieces together and have the realization that where is the money coming from for all of these? All of the bailouts that the government's giving to all of the businesses, to all of the workers that couldn't work, all of that, where's that money coming from? It's all going to be coming from us. So what happens when the governments turn around and they say, oh, well, actually, we need help now paying back all of this money, this deficit that we're in? What position does that put us all in? It's going to crumble. It's going to crumble the system. So I don't know. They're not showing me exactly how it's going to play out or how it's going to look. I can tell you this, though, that they always assure me that we will be okay, that we will be better than okay. We may be fearful going into this because it's the unknown. And, the unknown is always something that can make us afraid. But we don't have to worry because we are well protected. We are well protected. So we don't have to worry about that at all. And it will be quite interesting to, you know, to go through this and live through this and then see the changes that happen after, because that's when we will see the biggest miraculous changes happening, when that whole, you know, weapon of control, which is money that they've been using forever on this planet, doesn't work anymore. So it will be very, very interesting. Okay, so they're saying that it's important for everybody for this week to coast when you need to coast, to take the time for yourself to practice self-love, self-care. They're saying it's important to get into a routine with that too, because they're saying that that chaotic energy that's going to be coming through can easily blow you off track or take you off track. And so the last thing you want right now, especially this time of year, is to be off track. You need all of your resources to be there for you. Again, you know, we're coming into cold and flu season. This is every year on the history of this planet. We know that, you know, come this time of year, everybody's immune systems are not as strong because we're not outside. We're not getting fresh air. We're not eating fresh fruits and vegetables, you know, all of this stuff. So we need to be more diligent and more protective of our human vehicles so that we can, make it into spring in a really, really good way. And so this time of year, for the next couple of months, you know, typically is a good time to kind of coast normally, right? Do things that make sure that you're doing things to replenish your energy, build your energy back up. Really, really super important. And they're saying to me right now that make sure that you discover what that means for you. Sometimes that we don't, they're saying to me that we don't invest enough time and energy into ourselves, that we just bypass it, expecting that it'll just happen. They're saying to remind us that it doesn't work like that. So that means that just like, you know, you have your divine guidance team that's around you all of the time, they're always there. You need to open up the line of communication. You need to be asking, you need to be talking, you need to be praying. That needs to come from you, and then you will be reimbursed. It comes back to you. So do yourself a favor. They're saying be diligent. They mean business about this. So be diligent about the self-care, self-love, the slowing down when it's needed. They're showing me, they're saying, honor thyself, honor thyself. So that's going to be where our focus kind of will be for this next week. We're going to be practicing the pause and honoring thyself. And so our next live get together, guys, is going to be this Thursday. That's January 13th, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I hope that you guys can join. We have a whole bunch of questions that have come in. So we're going to go through those questions. I have a friend that's coming in that's also a healer, an intuitive, a medium. So we're going to be doing some tag team readings for you guys. So it should be tons and tons of fun. Sending you guys all huge, huge blessings, and I will talk to you soon.